In the United States, women born since about 1960 have entered their childbearing years in circumstances that are quite different from any others throughout most of history. Things are strikingly different for these women than they were for their mothers and grandmothers, especially when it comes to pregnancy and abortion. For prior generations, pregnancy before marriage was a virtual disaster. It usually led either to a shotgun marriage or childbirth out of wedlock, both of which would bring shame on the mother and her family. Another alternative was an illegal and dangerous abortion. Many, if not most, of these abortions were homebound procedures using shockingly crude methods. For example, there is the case of Lila, a successful businesswoman who grew up Catholic in Des Moines, Iowa. Lila describes her own illegal abortion from the 1950s in an interview published in the book entitled Back Rooms, Voices from the Illegal Abortion Era.
It was a kitchen table coat hanger abortion. It took maybe 6 minutes. I got on the kitchen table. I think my stepmother gave me a drink of brandy or something, and she said, "Now this may hurt a little bit." She held my hand, and this woman stuck a piece of coat hanger into my vagina. She stuck the coat hanger in, a piece that had been sterilized or whatever the hell she had done, and then my stepmother said, "Okay, now you get dressed." And what you were supposed to do was leave that in there until you started to abort. I remember walking out with this coat hanger between my legs. I got up very early in the morning and went to the bathroom, and there was this passage of blood and a clot that was slightly bigger than the clots I usually pass during my menstrual period. I realized that was the fetus passing, that what I had taken as another blood clot was actually the abortion.